Virtual fencing is an emerging technology, enabling ranchers to graze their livestock without the high cost of post and wire fencing. Researchers in the Dakotas have been evaluating virtual fence for several years, and some producers are beginning to adopt the technology. At the recent South Dakota Soil Health Conference, NDSU Extension Rangeland Management Specialist Kevin Sadovic outlined his research working with several of the virtual fence systems. He finds the systems quite effective, but advises retaining perimeter structures.
On an average, it looks to be about 90 to 95% effective. So that means 5% of the time there's a cow out. So it's never going to be foolproof, but neither is fencing. It does vary by company. Some companies are a little better than others because their GPS is farther along.
Vents, Halter, No Fence, and Gallagher's E. Shepherd are the primary companies offering virtual fencing. Sadovic's analysis finds an average cost of all the systems spread over 5 years, running roughly $90 per head per year. Sadovic sees increasing adoption of virtual fencing as ranch labor becomes harder to find and a younger generation with an affinity for technology transitions into ranch leadership.
So if you want to increase your efficiency of your grazing operation, reduce your labor, I think that's where it plays an important part. So for a new person coming in, if that's one of your goals, I think it's a great tool you should look at. If your goal is just to graze, it's really not going to be for you.
The South Dakota Soil Health Coalition has a new program to allow interested producers the chance to experience using virtual fence collars in their grazing plan for a time before making a purchase decision. Visit sdsoilhealthcoalition.org for the details. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Soil Health Coalition.